This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas, citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At CPAC on Sunday night, President Trump indicated he has no interest in starting a new political party. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At CPAC, in his first public appearance since the end of his presidency, Donald Trump put to rest any speculation that he and his supporters would start a third major party.
We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
Trump said they will be united and strong like never before.
CPAC is a conservative conference held in Orlando, Florida this year. As expected, President Trump gave harsh comments on how the Biden administration is running the country. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASCAR's William Byron enters his fourth season as driver of the number 24 car. In just the third race of the 2021 season, he punched his ticket into the NASCAR playoffs for the third year in a row by winning the Dixie Vodka 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday.
The work and the effort goes back a long ways, you know, getting Rudy on board and just having a guy like that to work with. We really think the same way, and, you know, it helps us in a lot of ways to progress through races and communicate well and work through the off season. So I'd say it's a lot to do with off season prep. And as soon as we got in the race, I mean, the track was super slick to start. We had to start pretty far back, but made our way up, and just had to keep adjusting on the car and kind of finding those little bits. I think the 19 was really strong to start the race. The 17 was surprisingly really good. So we had to kind of work on that and you know, had a really good restart. The last one, the two pushed me super hard down the backstretch and the car was just good enough. So it's cool when you have cars like that and you can make moves and make them stick. So love this racetrack. It's really fun.
NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. Major League Baseball spring training continues this week. 14 games scheduled for Monday starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Some matchups include Tigers and the Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Rockies and Dodgers, Cubs and Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about Billy Graham here in just a moment, and we're honored to have his grandson with us. Will Graham is back with us. Will, of course, is the son of Franklin Graham. He is the grandson of Billy Graham. And he's the third generation of Grahams to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ under the banner of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Will, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. Great to be with you, buddy.
Well, we are talking. I want to talk about Extraordinary Journey, this documentary that continues to just inspire people of faith. And again, you know, the promise that that your grandfather made to God that he would continue to evangelize and talk of Jesus Christ. I mean, even in his passing, I mean, 3 years later, that message is consistent, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're right. It's hard to believe it's already been 3 years since my grandfather passed away. I sure do miss him a lot, that's for sure. Yeah. And but you know, he was a man who sold out for Jesus Christ, and Jesus changed his life, and he said, "I'm going to spend the rest of my time doing whatever the Lord wants me to do." And people try to get him sidetracked in that, doing other things, whether it was to be a politician or be a movie star. He said, no, he said, I'm sticking to what God's called me to do. And that's what he did the rest of his life. And I think that's why so many people loved and respected him.
Well, he was consistent. And that's, you know, a value of anything in the marketplace, Will, as you know, if people know what you can count on. I mean, whether you're serving up hamburgers, is there consistency in what you're serving up? You know, for your grandfather, he was consistent in the message. And there were a couple of things toward the end of his life that particularly stuck out for me. In terms of this consistency, first of all, when asked about, you know, if he regretted about the time that he, you know, spent, you know, like you said, being a celebrity, being around other people, world leaders and everything like that, just incredible how, you know, the Bible is consistent in saying that he who is, who does great things and is being used by God will be before great men. And this is your grandfather was before many, many great men. And his regret was that not so much that he would have wanted to spend more time with these great men, but he wanted to spend more time with the Word of God, right?
Yeah, he did, you know. And, you know, when he, one thing people don't realize is that people think that Billy Graham wanted to go meet all these people. He never wanted, he only wanted to meet one person, and it was a disaster. That was Harry Truman. And that was the first president that he would ever meet. Trump would be the last president as of right now that he would know personally. And so, and when I say all this in the sense that he never sought these things. God just gave him favor. And that's what the key thing is. There's nothing special about Billy Graham. What is special is that the God that he served, and God gave favor to Billy Graham, and he used that all to further the kingdom of God, not to further his own agenda or anything like that, but to touch other people's lives. Bill Clinton said it the best one time. He said that being president is the loneliest job there is, and you don't until you get into the White House, you don't realize how over your head you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're way under, you know, you feel like, what have I done? I'm the president. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So that's what Bill Clinton, that's what Bill Clinton saying. It wasn't a political statement. It was just in a sense, I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was so nice to have someone that could come in and pray with you and talk to you and help carry these burdens. And, that's what God used for my granddaddy for part of his ministry was to help carry these burdens of these, wonderful men and other women.
Yeah. Well, Will, these last words were attributed to your grandfather, which is quite touching, again, consistent with that, the mission that he had promised to God so many years earlier. He says, I'll be in heaven for one reason. Many years ago, I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to make our forgiveness possible, and rose again from the dead to give us eternal life. Do you know that you'll go to heaven when you die? That was the question that he asked in just every crusade, right?
It is. That's the same message that he would preach in every crusade. Now, he would use a different text as like a springboard into a pool. He would use a different text, but he would go straight into that same pool, and that's John 3:16, that God, for God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that was the basic message of Christianity, and that's what he preached each and every time he got in front of people. And I'm grateful for that, and that's one thing I love about my granddaddy. He kept it simple.
Well, and I got to imagine every time you see even trailers or parts of, The Extraordinary Journey, that it just must overwhelm your heart and emotions. Because he wasn't my grandfather. I had the opportunity, and it was just a blessed opportunity to work with the Crusade in the mid-80s in Los Angeles. You shared with me that you were a young whippersnapper, and you were there at that Crusade as well, 10 nights there in Southern California. They're just remarkable. And to watch Billy Graham up close and personal like this was just a blessing. And I know for those, especially even on that final night when they had to turn around, they turned away thousands of people. And they had to make room for the people, the overflow, and they opened up the field. If you remember, they used to have people come down into the playing field to profess their faith and to turn to Jesus and be counseled accordingly. And but that particular night, the place was absolutely packed. It was incredible, and what 10 nights to remember there in Southern California.
Well, that was a special time, and you start off by saying, when I see videos of my granddaddy, like The Extraordinary Journey and stuff like that, what happens to me is a lot of times I'll be speaking somewhere, and they'll do a video about my granddaddy to introduce me.
Yeah.
And so they'll show this is Billy Graham, and now it's his grandson. And I'm getting up there with tears in my eyes because, the world sees him as Billy Graham. I see him as my grandfather, as Daddy Bill. That's when I look at him, he's my granddad. He's not a famous man. He's just my granddad. And so even when I'm talking to you right now, I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about my granddad. I love him. I miss him. And I'm going to see him again. Because I put my faith in Jesus Christ, just like my granddaddy would preach to me. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to see him again one day. And so I'm so grateful that this life is not the only life to live. There's still a life to live, and that's going to be in heaven for eternity. And either you're going to be in a place called hell or in a place called heaven, and you only go to heaven because you put your faith in Jesus Christ and nothing else. And that's what I want to proclaim, just like my granddaddy did. I want to continue to proclaim that, just like you did in Southern California for those 10 nights. I still want to preach that same message.
Amen. Well, Will Graham, you are a blessing. Your family, your father, with Samaritan's Purse, the prayers continue, and thank you for all the great work the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association continues to do. The Extraordinary Journey is streaming. It's available and has been and continues to be. Do you have any of the links or know where how they can find to get connected to see the movie again?
No, I think it may be on Amazon. Amazon, yeah. And the cloud service, you can download it from Amazon.
Well, I'll make sure that that's linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Will, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. God bless you. And may the message continue that started so many years ago with your grandfather, and as much as it would count to any one of us. That is the main question, right? You got it. God bless.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us again. Our thanks to Will Graham for coming on to talk about his grandfather, Billy Graham. And, man, I'll tell you, this is, extraordinary journey is one of those blessings that just keeps on giving, that we're able to, and again, remember the life of Billy Graham. It is amazing to me how many people I speak with that, gave their life at a Billy Graham crusade. It's just so cool. And so The Extraordinary Journey is available on demand, as Will said, on Amazon Prime. You can go there. It's also available in a slew of other places, but, you can even purchase it. So it's there on your computer and you can review it with friends and family, at a moment's notice, that sort of thing. But, Amazon Prime is where you want to go. This one story about, Dr. Graham, I thought was, quite interesting. The title of it is, "By the Time You Read This, I'll Be in Heaven." So this was, some of the last words. I'd mentioned a quick sentence that was also from this interview. And when asked how he wanted to be remembered, he says, "I hope I'll be remembered as someone who was faithful to God, faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and faithful to the calling God gave me, not only as evangelist, but as a husband, father, and friend. I'm sure I failed in many ways, but I take comfort in Christ's promises of forgiveness, and I take comfort also in God's ability to take even our most imperfect efforts and use them for His glory." And, well, I'll tell you, that is so powerful, and it was always consistent in his crusade messages, is God's forgiveness. That God, above all, was willing to, give His Son as the perfect ultimate sacrifice for our sins. That's how much He loves us. And if you can get your brain around that concept, especially when you think about what you would do, for any one of your children, especially when you look across and you consider humanity, though we're told not to judge, but, you look at it and you go, would I do that? Would I be willing for people who are burning down buildings and killing others, would I be willing to put my child on the line that person would be forgiven and be able to spend eternity with me in heaven? I mean, it is an incredible and most marvelous God that we served. And as he says, "I'm convinced that heaven is far more glorious than anything we can possibly imagine right now, and I look forward not only to its wonder and peace, but also to the joy of being reunited with those who have gone there before me, especially my dear wife, Ruth. The Bible says, 'Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror, that we shall see face to face,'" from 1 Corinthians. He says, "But I won't be in heaven because, as I read earlier, because I preach to large crowds or because I've tried to live a good life. I'll be in heaven for one reason. Many years ago, I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to make our forgiveness possible and rose again from the dead to give us eternal life. Do you know that you'll go to heaven when you die?" He says, "You can, by committing your life to Jesus Christ today." That was the consistent message of Billy Graham. And again, this documentary, Extraordinary Journey, is right there for you. Well, over the weekend, President Trump, as I had said and anticipated, appeared at CPAC, a 90-minute speech, reviving conservatism, in my humble opinion. Here's what he had to say about the first 30 days of Joe Biden.
"His campaign was all lies, talked about energy. I said, this guy actually, he's okay with energy. He wasn't okay with energy. Wants to put you all out of business. He's not okay with energy. He wants windmills, the windmills that don't work when you need them. Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. Already the Biden administration has proven that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. You think about it, right? America last."
Well, words like that, in Trumpian style, invigorated the crowd there at CPAC. And for those that may have thought that conservatism was going by the wayside, not necessarily so. You know, it still irritates the heck out of people that he talks about, you know, the election. I mean, and as some maybe even commented and said, it's almost like Abrams, you know, in Georgia, not conceding, or even Clinton not conceding. Questions that I believe people are fair to ask, you know, regarding the election. But, you know, so far, in a recent judgment, especially with the Supreme Court, and of all people, Brett Kavanaugh, didn't help the cause, which is kind of amazing. And you know, Justice Thomas and Alito, you know, wrote the dissent. And we're surprised that the Supreme Court is dodging the issue. We've been talking about this for weeks. You know, the Supreme Court should be the one, you know, to really say, look at, let's study this out. Let's argue and let's debate what happened, you know, in the 2020 election, so that truly it doesn't happen again, and that people can, you know, feel like, okay, my vote was cast, it was counted, it was a free and fair election. There's still too many questions, and you're not supposed to have those questions, because even the media at large, even conservative media types, surprisingly, have just, you know, pitched in their tent, just said, hey, look, it happened. It's free and fair. Even, you know, Republicans that you would think, you know, they just don't know how to say, I'm just not sure. You know, and because it's such a hot topic, I mean, this thing has replaced the topic of Barack Obama's birth certificate. You know, you can't ask a question, but yet it's still there. It lingers like anything that's not true. Wherever there is a lie, it just, you know, you go, wait a minute, there's just something not right about this. You know, we do not have an accurate assessment. And I think that's a fair question. And I don't know why people are afraid to do a deep dive on this. And even if, you know, to come out, I mean, if they said, okay, hey, the reason it happened the way they did is because of Eric Holder and all the attorneys and how they, you know, went to the different states at the last minute, threatened to sue them, and, you know, here they are, not very well healed. How can they deal with a lawsuit? And they didn't seem to know how to deflect the pressure that was put upon them by, you know, hundreds of attorneys that overwhelmed these states to get them to, you know, bow, and all in the name of COVID and everything, and to allow the mail-in voting and to basically write laws on the fly in these individual states is incredible, right? And, but, you know, we can't assess that. We can't even ask those basic questions. But it would be good to know, okay, how did this happen? You know, not going in and just saying, hey, right in the front, you know, we're not talking about, you know, cheating or fraud. Let's just say what happened in the 2020 elections. And people still want to know that. And in the absence of that, then Donald Trump can talk about, you know, the fraud that took place. And, of course, the mainstream media resents it. And they say, well, there he is. He's lying again. We don't know that he's lying. You know, you're assuming that you have all the information and what he's saying is correct. But in the face of other evidence, you know, there's questions here. You know, when you've got hundreds of thousands of ballots, you know, being transported, you've got flat sheets of ballots where you go, wait, how do you have flat sheets of ballots? I mean, if they're mailed, there should be a fold. I mean, all these questions that I think that are reasonable questions, not to mention illegal voting, not to mention people who had died, people who went in to vote and they said, hey, you've already voted. What do you mean? You voted by mail. No, I didn't. I never sent in a ballot. Well, no, we've got your ballot. I mean, all these things that happened is like, wait a minute, you know, it's just, I don't know if that bothers you. And, you know, it bothers me a bit. It bothers me less than it did, you know, a couple of months ago, because it seems that, by and large, people want to live with the results, and here we are. So, you know, Donald Trump lives another day, and he's not talking about starting a third party. That's not his interest. He knows that that would bifurcate the party itself and then really leave the Democrats to run away with everything. So, interesting times, and like I said, conservatism alive and well and reborn under Donald Trump one more time.
Starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed, and those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Leggett at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas. Citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator, Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Okay, the day after CPAC and all the excitement and, you know, a 90-minute speech from the former president who didn't necessarily want it to say that he wasn't or that he will, but the chances are, I think, that he will be looking at 2024 and lots of things to happen before that time, including a $1.9 trillion, as Adam Angieski from Open the Book says, a $1.9 trillion pig fest. We have been, as you know, trying to look into this and understand. And it is amazing what the Democrats have done, Adam. When they first presented this, we started seeing all the different areas that they were proposing to spend money, and that seemed to get scrubbed. And all they wanted to talk about was supposedly $1,400. It was supposed to be originally $2,000, as Joe Biden promised during the campaign. But somehow that got reduced to $1,400 and other things about the $1.9. But there's so much in that $1.9 trillion bill. It's just it's incredible. And as you say, rightfully so, it is a pig fest, right?
Well, it really is, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work. Our auditors took a look at this bill, $1.9 trillion, and about $1 trillion of it has nothing to do with coronavirus aid or relief. Look, people are hurting out there. They have real needs. A targeted, skinny bill at this moment in time, after Congress has already thrown $4 trillion at this pandemic, a lot of that money is not spent. Let the money work through the system. If there needs to be a little bit of aid at this moment, do a skinny bill, not a big omnibus $1.9 trillion bill.
Yeah. How about a strategic bill that, like you say, is skinny, but it really targets those needed areas, not like what they're proposing? I mean, this really shocked me. I mean, here we're talking $1,400, and Biden wants to propose $1,400 weekly checks to federal employees so they can go home and take care of their kids. Like, you know, the rest of America doesn't have to take care of their kids. And so here it is. America gets $1,400 paycheck, and the federal employees are looking at, what, like 15 of them? You know?
So we broke this news in my column at Forbes. We actually read the bill, which is unique. You know, it was a little less than 600 pages. Our auditors found on page 305 a new perquisite, a new perk for federal employees. So while you correctly said the American people, each of us as individuals, underneath income, you know, gross income amounts, we'll get $1,400 on a check. If you're a federal bureaucrat, you're paid to stay home. If your child is not back full time, even if they're back virtual or hybrid, hybrid, if they're in the school and out of the school a little bit, federal employees can still be paid to stay home, and it's $1,400 a week for 15 weeks. $21,000 they're paid to stay home.
Wow. I mean, again, this is such an affront to everyday Americans. And, you know, again, if, you know, we're thankful that your auditors, your controllers are looking at this and you guys are actually reading the bill, whereas how many people in, you know, that are voting on this don't even read. They allow their staff to do it. They don't understand. I mean, the thing that's shocking, and the people are hearing this and they say to me, wait a minute, we have money that hasn't been spent yet and we're talking about $1.9
trillion? Well,
exactly.
Still,
go ahead.
Yeah, let's go right to education. Because in education, there's been about $70 billion in calendar year 2020 that Congress threw at K through 12 schools on coronavirus, you know, quote unquote aid. $70 billion. This bill, one full swoop, $128 billion earmarked for K through 12 education. And even the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, they estimate that 95% of that money will be spent not this year, but in 2022 through 2028. And I saw yesterday on the Sunday morning show, even at Fox News, and I saw last week in the press conference, the White House spokesperson confirmed this money for K through 12 education, it's not going in 2021. It's going to be spent after the pandemic is over.
And what is their reasoning there? I mean, after they've spent how many billions of dollars, supposedly, or earmarked billions of dollars in the previous stimulus, you know, for COVID-related relief here, you know, what's left to spend on?
Well, that's it. Okay, here's a great example. So I wrote a column for this prestigious public policy journal called City Journal on Chicago Public Schools. Chicago Public Schools have been out of the classroom for a year. With the existing coronavirus aid packages from Congress, they were able to spend $100 million on special coronavirus infrastructure improvements to the schools. They're still not back in the schools. There's not even negotiations with the teachers union to get the high school students back into the classroom at this point. And look, those Chicago Public School teachers, on pay and benefits alone, not even including the pension, they reap $108,000 a year, and they'll get another 16% pay hike over the course of the next 4 years. So these, you know, public school teachers are crushing it in Chicago and across the country. We've bailed out these schools with huge infrastructure grant improvements. They're still not back in the classroom, and we're throwing $128 billion, not even spent, till 2022 through 2028 in this bill.
Adam, can you blame the people in Chicago who are up in arms about this, questioning why we continue to pay teachers when they're not doing their job?
Well, if you know, the parochial schools, the Catholic schools in the city of Chicago, they've been back in full-time instruction in the classroom since September, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We took a look at how much those teachers make. They make about $38,000 a year on salary. The Chicago teachers right now make $82,000. Over the next 4 years, their average pay will go up to $100,000 on salary alone plus benefits.
Unbelievable. Well, Adam, what is the answer here? I mean, is the government waiting for just an out and out revolt over this? I mean, because the kids, I mean, you think the lost time, especially some of these high school student stories have been reported, you know, that have any kind of aspiration of an athletic career, they may be a potential blue chip player. They're not able to, you know, show their wares, so to speak. They're missing out. I mean, you know, scholarships are going to be all compromised. I mean, futures are hanging in the balance here, you know, for these kids. That's just, you know, one minor example, not to mention what is happening when kids are not in school learning. I mean, this is no casual consideration, because as you know, you're either growing or you're falling back. You don't just tread water. You don't stay the same. I mean, in a sense, as some experts will say, you know, brains will begin to atrophy here.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, in business, there's a phrase from Wall Street, you're either growing or you're dying. So, look, it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. And I've said it on your program before that in the last 100 years, in terms of public policy decisions, the lockdowns of, by and large, these blue states, they'll go down as the worst decisions on public policy in the last 100 years. Governor Ron DeSantis has kept Florida open. Those K-12 schools are open, and they played sports all year. And that's, you know, that's the model that has worked. It has worked for Florida, and it needs to be exported to the rest of the country.
Right. Well, and Kristi Noem, same for her. There's other governors, you know, red state governors that have been more pragmatic about this. I think that they've looked at Ron DeSantis and he has influenced some of their, you know, some of their lead. But clearly, I mean, there is a clear delineation between blue and red states, isn't there?
Well, there is. And in this coronavirus bailout bill, there's $350 billion that's allocated to bail out the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Bill, the allocation is based on the unemployment rate from last year's fourth quarter. So it's tilted towards states like California and New York that rank second and fourth in the worst unemployment rates in the country at 9% and 7%. So these great red state governors, that their economies are flourishing, they're going to be bailing out the bad lockdown blue state.
Well, the thing is, it's not just the governors, it's we the people, Adam. I mean, you know, here with all this money going out, I mean, we're basically having, you know, to co-opt their incompetence is what it boils down to. We're talking with Adam Andrzejewski. He's with Open the Books, and we've got more from Adam as we go deeper into this pig fest of $1.9 trillion.
This is sponsored by IBM. Racial injustice is one of the greatest challenges in our time, and to combat this, IBM, together with nonprofit The Linux Foundation, is sharing news about a vital initiative, Call for Code for Racial Justice. The three main focus areas of Call for Code for Racial Justice are police and judicial reform and accountability, diverse representation, and policy and legislation reform. Ruth Davis, IBM's director of Call for Code.
IBM is proud to be a champion for diversity and inclusion and to make code available for anyone to use to take on society's biggest issues through Call for Code. We are thrilled to work with the Linux Foundation to drive innovation and help apply IBM's technologies to one of the greatest challenges of our time, racial injustice.
IBM and the Linux Foundation are urging the global developer ecosystem and open source community to contribute to these solutions. For more information, visit developer.ibm.com/callforcode.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I know so many of us are looking for that bright sunrise in the darkest of all times that have been happening in our country today, especially when we see what's happening with our government. And, you know, all in the name of COVID. And any time the Democrats can get near the Treasury and the vault is open, you know, all kinds of crazy things happen. But we the people cannot just sit there and allow it to happen. We have got to make some noise, and you've got to be in touch with your elected officials. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I mean, this is irresponsible. I mean, this is about we the people. This is our Treasury. Money that hasn't been spent, that's just sitting there, and we don't even know how good that investment can pay off because it hasn't been spent yet. And here they are, 1.9, and then Joe Biden, Adam, is suggesting that there's going to be another big stimulus coming up on the heels of this. I mean, he's proposing or thinking about another $3 trillion. I mean, when does this craziness stop?
Yeah, and that's for infrastructure. So, look, it's not going to stop. Let's go back through a little bit of history on the national debt. When Barack Obama won the presidency, his administration, they started in, you know, after 2008 and 2009, the national debt was $10 trillion. Then Donald Trump took over a little shy of $20 trillion. 4 years there, and now Joe Biden with this coronavirus bailout bill for $1.9 trillion, he's going to push the national debt north of $30
trillion. Wow.
So, look, this is a crisis. We're up $20 trillion on the national debt since 2008. That's unbelievable.
Yes. Well, and the thing that's so scary that people need to understand is that we're not that far away when, you know, rates start coming into play. I mean, interest rates go up. Now, what is that going to do? That's going to make $30 trillion look like 40 or 45 real quick, isn't it?
Well, it's material. And we've been, you know, our former honorary chairman, rest in peace, Dr.
Yes,
Tom
amen.
Coburn, the former legendary U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, wrote the book in somewhere around 2014. Called the debt bomb. All of this works until it doesn't. And when the bankers call in a bill, the taxpayers are holding the bag.
Yeah, this is a real scary thought, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're allowing you know, our elected officials to do, basically to go out and buy votes. I mean, this is what the Democrats do. They buy votes, I mean, and then they find a way, because they don't know how to debate and how to present their proposals so that they're handled and codified in a way that our founding fathers wanted them to do it. So they find backdoor opportunities, like, okay, the Treasury, you know, the safe is open, so we're going to go ahead and, you know, take advantage and take money out at the people's expense and heal, in this case, they're looking to heal some blue states that are upside down because of malfeasance and mismanagement of their own funds. And so these blue states are looking to be healed, and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are happy to do that, and they're just trying to find a way to do it without some full-blown revolt taking place, Adam.
Well, look, there's a lot of direct cash payments to individuals. Let's go through those. There's about $900 billion, almost $1 trillion.
Wow.
So you've got the $1,400 per person checks.
Mm-hmm.
That's about $420 billion. But then you've got an expansion of jobless benefits. So you're subsidizing unemployment, and that's $240 billion. You've got an expansion of tax credits for parents and low-income workers, another $130 billion. Health insurance subsidies, $65 billion. And housing assistance, $40 billion. That's a $900 billion price tag.
Wow.
And that still leaves $1 trillion of non-related COVID spending on the table. So this thing is massive, pork-laden, and is definitely not targeted for those people who have real needs.
Now, there's, you know, some political tentacles in here. We're talking about the Hyde Amendment being affected by all this, too, as well, right?
Yeah, they get rid of the Hyde Amendment with this coronavirus aid bill. And what that says is that taxpayer dollars cannot directly pay for abortions domestically or internationally. That would be gone in this bill. So tax dollars around the world, our money, would be paid for abortions. No matter how you feel on the issue, personally, I'm pro-life.
Yeah.
But many people don't want their tax dollars paying for abortion, and it would also be used domestically.
Well, why are the Democrats? I mean, they're not. It's like they're not happy enough killing American kids. Now they just want to go and, because they're globalists, they just want to kill babies around the world.
This is unbelievable. $50 million in this bill goes directly to family planning, including teenagers. So think about this bill. They're not putting high schoolers back in the classroom, but they give them a Depo Provera shot, put them on contraception. Those kids, they're subsidizing their sex lives.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. And ladies and gentlemen, this is our America today. And this is what happens when you get screwball-y thinking, you know, coming into play. And Who votes for this stuff, Adam? I mean, in their right mind. I mean, who agrees with this kind of, I mean, you know, yes, we've got Planned Parenthood, and we've, you know, these pro-abortionists that have been running rampant, but they're kind of freaking out, because what's happening is people who have experienced abortions have now, you know, as an organic movement, realizing, hey, look, they've lied to us. This isn't some, you know, inconsequential piece of flesh or some, like, cancer that is okay to cut out. I mean, this is actually a baby because of the technology that's proving this. And people are, you know, really having second thoughts, not to mention, you know, the associated suicides. They don't want to talk about the suicides. They don't want to talk about botched abortions that have taken place, because we're interfering with God and the natural course of life. And every time we mess around with God's plan, we pay a price. But in our own arrogance and our own idea, a la Bill, you know, Bill Gates, who thinks that the planet cannot sustain the number of people, and that it's okay to call the herd here, so to speak.
Well, I mean, in using our tax dollars to subsidize all their grand ambitions. Whether it's getting rid of the Hyde Amendment or starting a new $7 billion rail system in Nancy Pelosi's backyard, mm-hmm. they want to use our money from around the country to subsidize their projects. So in this bill, Nancy Pelosi tucked in her own earmark. It's $110 million of your money that kicks off a rail extension between San Francisco and San Jose, right in the heart of the Silicon Valley. The total bill on this thing will be $7 billion, and it's kicked off in this bill. There is a bridge in here. We're always looking for bridges.
Well, hang on 1 second. I want to bring to mind here exactly what's going on and why Nancy Pelosi is pushing this. And we found this out with Peter Schweizer. Is Nancy Pelosi and her husband bought up an office building at a key stop. And this was all part of the bullet train that was done that has pretty much, even Governor Newsom said, we're not going to be able to deliver. And then Donald Trump, if you recall, said, hey, give us our money back then. You know, we gave you this money and you're not going to be able to deliver. So, you know, now Donald Trump's gone. So, you know, that money goes by the wayside and California's just sitting on this expenditure. But Nancy Pelosi and her husband bought up an office building at a key stop there. And because the reason she was able to do this was because of insider trading. She knew the plan. She knew how the layout was going to be. And her and her husband picked out the right spot, bought it from, the building owner who didn't know. He didn't have the information. I mean, it's disgusting what these politicians do. And Nancy Pelosi's been famous for this. And meanwhile, she's the leader of the House and the representative of the American people. How disgusting is that?
It is. It is. And look, she tucked into the House bill a little perk on this bridge for Chuck Schumer over in the Senate. So it's $1.5 million is earmarked for the bridge from Canada to New York, the Seaway International Bridge. Mm-hmm. You've got, look, there's $470 million, $500 million, it's painful for me to even say it, earmarked for libraries, museums, arts, and humanities agencies. It doubles their budget. These are small agencies, and one fell swoop, it doubles the budgets of these three federal agencies. And then there's another $852 million that goes to AmeriCorps for civic volunteering. So nearly $1 billion goes to a volunteer organization.
Well, this sounds like political payoffs.
Yes, it does. And it's got nothing to do with coronavirus aid. It's like Rahm Emanuel said, don't let the crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
They're sticking all their constituencies in here. Here's another one, higher ed. So in 2020, all the coronavirus bailout bills gave higher ed about $13 billion. In one fell swoop, this bill gives higher ed about $40 billion, about three times as much as they have already received.
And people are asking him why. I mean, why are they doing just because they can? I mean, is there a cause? There been any proposal that said, hey, look, we need to, you know, triple our budgets here? I mean, what is going on? Is it just that, you know, as you say, it's just a pig fest? You know, they're all at the trough and they go, hey, let's just get nuts.
Well, it is. There's $86 billion, it's a massive number that bails out about 200 badly managed pension plans. These pension plans are co-managed by the union. So it's a bailout of their own constituency. $86 billion. Now look, Bill, we simply need to be able to read these bills. The only way that I can go on your radio program and talk about this is because of reconciliation. They had to drop the bill in the House a week ahead of voting on it. We need that. Go to openthebooks.com, click on our petition tab, sign the petition for Read the Bill.
And for somebody to do that, what are we talking about, Adam? Maybe 5 minutes of effort, maybe, to go to the website and to fill out the paperwork? Is that what we're talking about?
Probably less. Openthebooks.com, petition. It lands you right on the page to put your name and your zip code and your email address.
Ladies and gentlemen, we must get involved. I mean, this is getting insane. I mean, over $30 trillion in debt, that's what we're looking at. Thank you very much, the Biden administration that was going to do so many good things for us, right? Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. That's where you want to go.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle
market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your